Welcome, everyone, to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazan, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show, Terry Nazan Talks Astrology. If you'd like to speak to me this evening, you can call me at 1-888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And if you have your free natal birth chart, by all means, bring it along. Well, once again, August is surprising us with her uniqueness. Two new moons occur in the month of August. On August 30th, the second new moon of the month in the sign of Virgo will occur at 7 degrees Virgo, making this another powerful lunar month. Remember, I've talked a lot about the moon and her rulership over the fourth house. On a mundane level, the moon rules, our emotions, but more importantly, the moon rules your home, your housing, as it were, your ability to cope emotionally, handle your own problems, rely on yourself, your ability to sustain yourself financially, your ability to put a roof over your head, pay your monthly bills. And the fourth house is the house that is right at the bottom of your chart. So it represents how deeply you are set or how deeply your feet reach into this earth. These are all fourth house concerns, and they are all ruled by the moon. So the new moon is going to be very important in a month like this, where we've had a new moon eclipse, a full moon eclipse, and now another new moon, of course, making this a very pivotal month, because remember, the fourth house hangs at the bottom of the chart, and it forms one of the axes to the first, the seventh, the fourth, and the tenth. Those are turning points in your life. That's the axis that runs through your chart. So the fourth house, the moon's rotation, these all can bring those kind of pivotal changes to you. So I'm sure that August is definitely fulfilling its promise of being a month of pivotal change. So I always say to you that, you know, the moon rules so much more, and we could talk in hours and hours and days just on one planet, one house. So the moon rules your past, your early childhood conditioning with your mother, your family. But it also rules your past life. And her lunar nodes tell more about the influence of that past life on this life. So the month of August is definitely going to be fulfilling its promise, like, of bringing lots of pivotal changes to each and every one of us. But first of all, we have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Caller?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Well, maybe we don't have a caller.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here, okay.
I'm here.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Kelly. I'm calling from Seattle.
Okay, and your date of birth, Kelly?
8-7-62, and I do have your chart in front of me.
Oh, okay, very good. Is it under Kelly or is it under your last name?
Under my last name, H-A-Y-A, is Hayashida.
Spell that. Give me the first three letters again.
H-A-Y.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. You know, we have thousands of charts here. Okay, so Hayashida. Okay, so you're August 7th, and you're born in Honolulu.
Right.
At 4:13 a.m.
3:12 a.m.
Okay, because I have you at 4. Let me see. I have another chart here for you, too. Okay, so the time was wrong. What time is on the chart that you have?
Actually, you sent me two charts.
Yeah.
One was 3:12, and one was 4:13.
All right, and I can change that real easy. So, how can I help you today?
Well, I just had a birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. My birthday was on the 7th, and I've been making a lot of major life path changes.
Okay.
So I'm just, I'm in the, I would call it the in-between point.
Okay.
I'm very excited about what the changes have been, and I've mm-hmm. managed to do the letting go.
Okay. Well, first of all, you're
looking at what the major influences coming up are.
Okay, well, you're Cancer rising, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
of course, the moon's phases and the moon's positions are going to be very important to you. Now, on the bottom of your chart is this 20, what's called the very bottom of your chart, the nadir, okay? It's at 25 degrees Virgo. And no doubt that you have had some, not difficulties, but stress, but because Pluto has been aspecting that fourth house cusp, so, and your Venus. So were you, did you go through a breakup, a divorce, a move?
Oh, a lot of things. And I would,
yeah.
I would call them difficulties. it was a difficult time, and I just went through Saturn and Leo and
yeah.
all of that.
But, you know,
stuff.
So that's the whole thing with a Pluto transit, is that while you're going through it, it seems like hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look back, it kind of put everything okay, all right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so you're really going to feel quite wonderful and even happier than you are right now when Pluto goes direct in the month of September, okay? You
Great.
Still have issues because, you know, Mercury is still opposing, Neptune is still opposing your Mercury, okay? So you might be glazed over with your newfound life here, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
like a teenager.
Right.
But I would say that, you know, break open a bottle of champagne by the end of the year, because I think you would have deserved it. You definitely would have deserved it. So I
now
see lots of things. What?
With Neptune opposing Mercury, what kind of influence is that?
Well, what do you think?
Well, you know, Neptune being, you know, dreams versus illusions, I suppose, and Mercury is always a
thinking.
Interesting. Yeah, it's always interesting perception.
Well, you have Mercury in Leo, it's thinking, it's talking.
Mm-hmm.
So this would tell us that you're a wonderfully articulate person and a very smart person, but perhaps you're going to find that, you know, you're going to have to refine the way you speak now,
mm-hmm.
all right? So it's not only illusion and dreams, it's disillusionment, okay? It is at the very heart of ego, all right? So, and it also leads you off the cliff just before a fall. So, yeah, Neptune is known for, when it's aspecting your planet, to make you think that you're a hottie-totty and walking straight off a cliff. He loves to do that. It's romantic. It makes you not see the frog. You think you're kissing a prince, you know. So, so
well,
like
I've
said,
learned,
you're,
I've learned to
you're
embrace
going through your
way.
Adolescence. You're going through your second adolescence.
I think I've done that already.
And then, of course, the next major transit that you're going to be feeling, of course, is going to be Saturn through your fourth house. So we want to proceed very, very cautiously in matters of love and romance. And we also do not want to take any sort of risks, because the North and South Node will also be squaring your Neptune in your fifth house of love and romance. So you want to make sure you have both feet on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that you temper everything with restraint and, you know, make sure, you know, catch yourself all the way. All right? Just kind
Practice
of keep yourself in line.
Right.
Huh?
Practice more discernment.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Terry.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And you're listening to Terry Nason Talks Astrology. And hi, I'm Terry Nason, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I just want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show. If you brought your free natal birth chart, well, this is the place to do it, so we can talk about astrology, so everyone can follow along and listen about ascendants and listen about the planets, about what's going on, because I'm sure your chart could be similar to someone else's, or someone else might have an interest in learning astrology. And remember, I always say that we learn by observance. We learn more by reading charts. Okay, so this is the place to do it. This is what we have to do. But we're talking about the moons this month, in the month of August, and there are two new moons in the month of August. First, we had the lunar eclipse, then we had, of course, the full moon eclipse, and now, on August 30th, we have the new moon eclipse again. And it's at 7 degrees Virgo. And when I'm looking, you know, to prepare for my shows, you know, I'm looking at these aspects, and we're looking back to see, well, what was going on at 7 degrees Virgo to give us a bit more information, what's going on in the future. Sometimes, as you see on my blog or something, I'll even map it out, because all of these planets, when they're transiting, they can actually be mapped out. So you'll know by where you are if it's going to be a heavy effect or a minimal effect. And we have another caller. Hello.
Priya.
Hi, Priya. How are you?
I am well, Terry. Thank you. You know, I got my chart from you, and Terry,
yeah.
I am not sure if it's under my last name, or, I mean, I see my first name, but I can't see the remaining, but I don't know if it's just cut off in my screen or what.
Uh-huh. Give me, what is your last name?
C-H-I-T-A-L-E.
Okay, so is C-H-I?
C as in cat. C-H-I-T-A-L-E?
I think it just might be underneath your first name, Priya. Why?
It probably is under my first name then, and
yeah.
That is spelled
T-R. Yeah, I think I just have you under your first name, because I like that name.
Thank you. And that is spelled P-R-I-Y-A?
Yeah, I got it. And you're October 1st, right?
October 1st, yes. 12:15
a.m. Do you have an... Priya, do you have an astrology question for us?
Do I have what now?
Do you have an astrology question?
I do have an astrology question, Terry. You know, I was wondering about, you know, towards learning more about astrology.
Yeah.
You know, my Pluto being that close to the IC, just what? How would you interpret that, Terry?
Well, you know, I think that sometimes means what she's referring to is that Pluto's at the bottom of her chart, okay? Well, that is telling us how deeply that was the planet that was underneath you, so to speak, when you were born. So it's telling us how deeply your feet are ingrained into the Earth. So you have Sun Pluto. This is talking about a very powerful personality, and it's also squaring the North and South nodes. So I'll bet you had extended temper tantrums when you were a child.
I would have liked to, yes.
I did. I have Pluto on my on the bottom of my chart, too, and I can remember throwing temper tantrums with my mother until well until I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh. You know, and being,
so that's
you know,
more or less,
conjunct the sun.
Yeah, that's just powerful, and that kind of is, you know, emotions. That's the emotions that you had to learn from a young age, how to control your emotions. And it can even mean that you were intimidated by as a child.
That
okay?
is more of what happened in my case.
Yeah,
yes.
Your Pluto is strongly aspected by Saturn, the nodes in the 12th house. So this would, you know, Priya, this could suggest some sort of intimidation or abuse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we see when we see on the bottom of the chart. It wasn't necessarily, it was a restrictive childhood. It wasn't necessarily a happy childhood. But it's also, remember, this is talking about past life karma. This is what you came into this world to learn about. So I always say that we learn a lot not only by people who are nice to us, but when people are mean to us, we learn how not to be.
Yes.
All right? So
yes.
Doing things wrong shows us how not to do things, all right? So it's a lesson both ways. So I'm sure from everything that you experienced in your childhood, it only could make you a better, much more compassionate and kinder person.
Yes, you know, because off late I just find myself really, you know, focusing on, you know, Pluto and the energies of the planet or not. And it's maybe because of this, you know, I think starting next year, it seems to me like, from what little I know, that, you know, I'm going to have some Pluto transits for many, many years post that. And then Saturn's going to come into Libra, too,
okay,
eventually,
hold on.
So.
No. All right, so you've got Pluto right now is in Sagittarius in your sixth house. Okay?
Yes.
It will be hitting your north and your south node. And sometimes you know, when it gets on the north and south node, that does shake things up. And in your sixth house, this is maybe talking about career or work, okay? Then,
okay.
In a few years, what you're getting prepared for, Pluto is teaching you how to get more organized and how to do this and how to do that. And what could happen is that you might, in the next coming years, is you might start your own business.
Okay.
All right, so
okay.
You've got Pluto in Capricorn is going to cross the seventh house. For everybody out there who has that typically means you become more focused on business and success, okay?
Okay.
And Pluto in the sixth house is preparing you for that, trying to get you organized, learn how to do the bookkeeping, learn how to do this, you know, learn how to do computers, whatever you are going to need, it's going to teach, okay? So
okay.
Remember, don't be afraid that, you know, I know you're looking at Pluto square Pluto, but remember, that's generational. That affects a multitude of people at the same time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of makes you a little neurotic about cleanliness, about neatness, and also gives you a great deal of power to work, you know, almost possessed until you finish a task.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right? All right, darling.
Thanks a bunch, Terry. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I am Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and welcome to my live call-in radio show. And like our two callers here, bringing their free natal birth charts along and following along so we can all listen to, you know, and enjoy and learn about what some of these aspects and some of these planets mean. So give us a call, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And don't forget to bring along your natal birth chart. We're talking about the two new moons this month in the month of August. And on August 30th, like I was saying before, we have the new moon at 7 degrees Virgo, where the planet Saturn, of course, ruler of all our karmic lessons, was in November 2007, and most recently in late July and early August. Coincidence? Maybe not. As Saturn begins, as September begins, Jupiter, the planet of luck and benevolence, will begin its three-month-long trine with Saturn. And I say it's not an exact trine, but it only needs to be within about 4 degrees for us to feel the beneficial effects of this trine. Now, what a trine is that it is an aspect of 150 degrees, and it's typically it means good fortune, and it means that, you know, goodwill, good fortune, good luck, okay? But it can also mean laziness. Okay, so what I thought we would focus on, as I would explain this to you, is not to be lazy. Now, remember that Saturn in Virgo is Earth sign. Jupiter is in the sign of Capricorn. These are Earth signs, okay? This isn't going to be party hardy, let's have a good time, let's go boating, let's go fishing. This is Earth. They are concerned with security, okay? So this is going to usher in a greater time of security. Hard work, sincerity, honesty, and integrity, okay? And this is going to be about a 3 to 4 month window of opportunity to rebuild and regain trust and the goodwill of others, okay? By showing good character, good characteristics, hard work, you can rebuild your reputation because Saturn is in Virgo, Saturn. Jupiter is in Capricorn, all right? So those are 10th house. They deal with respect. They deal with security. They deal the 10th house, Saturn and Capricorn, deal with rebuilding your status and your prestige. Okay? So whatever, if you felt like you had gone to the bottom and nobody respected you and, you know, something happened where you fell off the ladder, now it's time to rebuild and reestablish your popularity, regain the trust of people that you might have lost the trust from, okay? So, again, this is a 3 to 4 month window of opportunity to rebuild, regain trust and goodwill. It's time to establish yourself and build a secure base of operations because all of this deals with security. Their signs are concerned with stability and security, Okay, it's not party hardy time. It's not the me times of the recent past. No, these are hard working times, okay, where you have to keep yourself above reproach, work hard, build a secure foundation, and that's what the energy, this window of opportunity is availing itself for. Okay, so should we sit around and wait for the trine aspect to do its magic and just sit on the sofa? No. It's not a time to rest on your laurels and wait for things to come to you, okay? This is a time when the smallest of efforts are rewarded with success. This is a time when the greater the effort, the greater the reward will be, okay? So it's time to really work hard for 3 to 4 months, really put it all out there. Everything you put out there, though, because of the trine, should give something back. It should be easier to get people to say yes to you. It should be easier to get business. It should be easier to make the sale, okay? It should be easier to get that new job. So nobody will be inclined to be too difficult or too hard, okay? So knowing this, you shouldn't be afraid to work hard or take chances working hard, because you just got to know that you will win, and you should be determined to succeed, and most likely you will. So this is an amazing, you know, wonderful aspect. It's just heaven sent at this particular time, and I think it's going to boost the economy and boost job production, you know, so we have a lot to look forward there, and that just begins right there with that new moon on August 30th. So, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And if you would like to talk to me and have me look at your chart and have us look at your chart, give me a call, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Our lines are open right now. So if you want to bring your chart, just give us a call. Now, again, Saturn, interesting enough, will be transiting the second decanate of Virgo. Okay, so even the 30 degrees of each sign, they are split up in between 3 decanates. So Saturn now is beginning at 10 degrees to transit the second decanate of Virgo. And this second decanate of Virgo is ruled by Capricorn. So here we are having this intense feeling of Capricorn coming up here, especially over the coming months. So we have Saturn in Virgo. It's in the second decanate, and it's ruled by Capricorn. Jupiter is transiting in the sign of Capricorn. Pluto is going to enter the sign of Capricorn. So it's time to, like, really get very motivated, get very ambitious, and to really just try to set your goals, set your plans, and see if you can achieve some of them. So this is all going to, you know, begin as Jupiter resumes direct motion on September 8th. In the second decanate of Capricorn, which is ruled by Taurus. This great trine between Jupiter and Saturn, like I said, it's not going to be the fun and good times that we experience with Saturn and Leo. No, this aspect is going to be a time of hard work, ambition, dedication, long hours. But if that's what you were looking for, if you were looking for that opportunity to achieve and to kind of like get through the inertia of Saturn and Virgo in the first decanate, then this inertia can be broken through with determination and goal setting. So what I'd like everyone to do is kind of like write down what you would like to accomplish by the end of the year, say December 31st, and set some goals for yourself. And I'll bet you with that trine, I'll bet you they'll just fall into place, okay? So let's see if we can do that this time. Now, listen, you are listening to me, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and our lines are free. Our lines are open, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350, 530-776-5154. I just want to make an announcement that we have opened our new shopping cart, our new online store, and good thanks to Johan Wilches, my webmaster from www.absolutemediaworks.com. Johan has a great selection of websites. If you want to do your own business and have your own website, check out what he can do for you. So we have put the new shopping cart online, and as a special thanks to all of my fans and everyone who listens, we're going to be offering that natal birth report chart for only $20. That's at a discount from $35. I thought you all should have it so you can read about your planets. And we have a caller online. Hello.
Hi, Terry. This is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. What is
your
date of birth?
I do have the birth it's 10566, and I do have a birth chart.
Okay. What name is it under?
Mary Kay, MCM.
Okay, let's take a look. Mary Kay. Okay, got you. 5:58 p.m.?
Yeah.
Is that where you were born?
No, 7:58 p.m.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. I was just reading it wrong. So how can I help you?
Well, I'm real new to reading the birth chart, so I guess
just
any information you could share with me regarding mine?
Do you have your... Are you looking at your chart? Do you have it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you know that you're a Taurus rising, correct?
Okay. No, I didn't know that.
So you're really new at reading.
I'm very new, yes.
Well, that's okay. Everybody has to start somewhere. Now, so you're a Taurus rising, even though you are a Libra. So that means that you'd like, I tell everybody, to read for their rising sign when you're reading your horoscopes, your daily, weekly, monthly horoscopes. Read for Taurus, too, okay? That throws the moon, I mean, your Libra sun in the sixth house of work, okay? So one of the things that you have to overcome in this lifetime is a feeling of inadequacy, okay? Because Libra naturally rules the seventh house. When she's thrown, when your sun in Libra is thrown into the sixth house, it's like the 12th house of where you should be, okay? So you have to do everything you can to, you know, to have a good self-worth and good self-esteem and feel really good about yourself, all right? You also need a fair amount of working in peaceful, congenial, friendly environments, okay? Anything less is going to affect your health. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you... Stress and you know, bad coworkers, all that is, you know, going to run havoc with your health because the sun and Venus are both in the sixth house in the sign of Libra. So you can't be working in an unstable environment. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, like most people who are born in the 60s, you have Pluto and Uranus in Virgo, in your fifth house of love and romance. So that puts Saturn right now today transiting through your fifth house of love and romance. And it's not necessarily the happiest time because when we think of the fifth house, we think of happiness, love, romance, children, luck, gambling, you know, casinos. But when Saturn's there, Saturn kind of like gives a no-no on it, you know what I mean? So your love life can suffer, you can have problems with your children, and you can just feel in general that you don't have any luck. The beautiful thing is that universe looks to me like is working on you and changing you, because you also have Uranus is very close to your Saturn and opposing your Uranus, your natal Uranus. So I think there's going to be some sort of pivotal change in your life. Do you feel like a big change is coming?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There is definitely no way that you are going to avoid a huge change in your life, especially if you have been unhappy. Okay? So you're going to be like a wet dog shaking the water off of them. And so, you know, so that's what I'm seeing right there. I think that if you haven't been happy and you've in your seventh house of relationships, we have Neptune and Scorpio and the South Node, it's like you have put up with a lot without really speaking out, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. You have put up with a lot without really saying anything. Okay, but I don't know how much longer that can go on, and I would say that you are like a pressure cooker. you know, getting ready just to let everybody know how she feels. Yeah?
I hope not, but...
All right, maybe that was a bit intense, okay? That was me being dramatic.
I've been trying to do work on myself, so, because I do have a short fuse, and trying to do work on myself to, you know, like with the wounded inner child and whatnot.
All right. And you know what? And I say, you know what? Then there's a lot of wounds here because Saturn is squaring your moon, okay, again in your second house, which is not only money but self esteem, okay? So, you know, you are a beautiful person. You're going to work on yourself. You're going to come out in about a year a new person with new values, and you're going to, you'll change jobs in the future. You may move in the future. Ultimately, your working on yourself is going to release a lot of prosperity because the fourth house has Jupiter there, and your second house is carrying the moon. Well, what this says is that as you get older, wealth comes to you. Okay? Because Saturn is squaring the moon. So as you grow older and you work on yourself and you mature and you perfect yourself, this is money. You're going to increase your money, okay? Because we have the moon in the second house of money. We have Jupiter in the fourth house. This is property and money, okay? So that's what I'm seeing here. So I would encourage you, whatever is not good in your life, and all these outer planets, Uranus is on your Saturn, okay, and Saturn is hanging out with your Pluto and your Uranus. Whatever happens, it's going to be releasing something here that's been getting at blockages that have actually been getting in the way of your own prosperity.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah. So I'm going to encourage you to continue work on yourself. Now, I just want to mention to everybody out there that, you know, anytime we have a combination of the moon and Jupiter, it always signifies somebody who, if they don't have money, there's something wrong, okay? But if they, you, typically they will have money, okay? So we have Jupiter here in the fourth house. That to me is a moon-Jupiter combination because its fourth house is the moon, okay? And so, and it's in the lucky sign of Leo, all right? That is very lucky and very prosperous, okay? So I would say there's nothing here that doesn't even, that suggests that, you know, that right now you could be having some problems financially. They may have started a few years ago because Pluto has been aspecting your Saturn and your moon. Of course, it's always going to be hell on earth with the money. But I would say I want you to work even harder on yourself, maybe with positive thinking like The Secret or something like that, because that will unlock that beautiful Jupiter and Leo and Moon combination there. All right.
Well, darling. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. Studying astrology. Bye.
Okay.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And welcome, everyone, to my live call-in radio show. Our lines are open, 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350. And we do have a caller on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Terry.
Hi, who's
Hello?
This? Yeah?
My name is Helen, H-E-L-E-N.
Hi, Helen. What's your date of birth?
May 10th, 1935.
And have you gotten your prenatal chart?
I have, but I can't find it. And I said, before I lose the time and she leaves the broadcast. I do have it.
I have your chart here. You're born in Easton, Pennsylvania, correct?
Right. Oh, my God. You're fantastic. Yeah.
All right. And how can I help you?
Well, just tell me what's going on. I'm going through some difficult times right now.
Well, you know what? Everybody is, all right?
Yeah.
Everyone is going through some difficult times, okay? So some worse than others, and that's just why. But the good thing is that no bad times are last forever, okay? Now, you also you have your sun in Taurus and your Jupiter opposing the sun. So these are fixed planets. They're set in their ways, okay? Now, why you might be feeling so oppressed, okay, is
right.
That Saturn opposes Neptune, okay? So, and we have Saturn right now sitting on your Neptune. So you're kind of disillusioned. If you were expecting something, it didn't come through, and everybody could be letting you down a little bit, all right? But this is going to pass. So whatever you were waiting for, whatever you were expecting, probably towards the end of this month to the new moon into the month of September, it'll start coming through. Also, Helen, your sun is at 18 degrees, and so the north and south nodes right now are sitting at 18 degrees. And what they do is they kind of stop everything.
Oh,
all right? So you may be feeling that nothing is happening, nothing is going on, and that can be a pretty frustrating situation to be in, okay? But the south node is going to go over your moon at 17 degrees 59 in the month of September, probably around September 17th, and this is going to open up doors for you. This is going to open things up. Okay?
Where is my south node in what sign?
Well, your south node is at 24 degrees Cancer. Okay?
Oh.
And it's next to Pluto. Okay? So that tells us that you're quite the woman. Correct?
What? I'm sorry?
You're quite the woman. Do you cook?
Yes.
You cook good?
Creative.
Huh?
I'm creative. I cook because that's
yep.
a form of creation for me.
Yep. And I'll bet you Pluto is conjoined the south node in the sign of Cancer in your third house. I'll bet you if we gave you three ingredients, you could cook us up a meal quickly.
Absolutely.
Correct? Absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. And so this tells us that your mind is sharp. You think quick. You can reason very quickly, all right? But also, you know, these Cancer planets tell us that, you can make a wonderful home out of just nothing.
Yes.
Because that's where you have your past life karma is in the sign of Cancer next to Pluto. If you had to pitch a tent in the middle of nowhere, you could do it, and you'd do it for everybody. You know, you're just that kind of woman who can just... it doesn't matter. You can make a household wherever you are. Make it look domestic.
Right, and I fool everyone, even with the way I dress, thinking that it's so expensive. But the finances, they're really worrying me right now.
Okay.
And
the reason, right, the reason the finances are is the transiting north and south node, okay? So I will be honest and say that will probably last until... September, the first week of September, and then September 17th. So you might want to, be a little careful here on the spending, all right? Right now, it's probably the worst that it's going to be. You're in the midst of it, all right? So if you can get through to the new moon, things are only going to get better. Again, Helen has the moon square Jupiter, all right? You remember I said that any aspect to the moon to Jupiter is always good.
Oh,
all right.
Even though
you're having your financial problems, Helen, they'll only get so they won't. They have a limitation. All right.
Okay. So when about am I going to see sunlight?
I would say after the 17th of September, but I feel that you'll see an improvement before then.
Oh, okay.
And all right, so it's very time-specific.
Yes, I have to know. so I can sleep at night and say,
absolutely.
Okay, you're fantastic. You really are. You hit everything so accurately. It's phenomenal.
Thank you. Okay. And we love you too, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And I just welcome everybody to my live call-in radio show. Our lines are open 888-228-4494 and 877-489-6350. Our lines are open. And so we've learned quite a few things here. Mainly, we've been kind of like talking about the fourth house and the moon. So, like we said there, any aspect of the moon to Jupiter is always good, okay? Like Helen, she had moon square Jupiter. She was feeling the pressure, but you know what? It says that even that was going to be okay and that it would only last for a certain amount of time, but it always lends itself to prosperity. And we have a call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Noel.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy to talk to you.
Very good. And do you have your prenatal chart?
I do have my natal chart. Unfortunately, I don't know how to read it, so
that's what we're here for. What are the first three letters of your last name?
Valencia, V-A-L.
Okay. Let me see if I can find V-A-L. What's another letter?
N-C-I-A.
Okay, I can't find it. So how long ago did you get your chart done?
Maybe a year ago.
All right, well, sometimes we just lose them in here. So how can I help you anyway?
What, do you want to know my birthday?
Yep, I do.
What's
your birthday?
27 of 1953.
Okay, repeat that again for me. There was a little backlog.
June 27th of 1953.
All right, and how can I help you?
Okay, well, I'm going through a difficult period as far as my employment. I do real estate, but I'm really pondering going into a different line of business, and there's a possibility of maybe opening up like a wedding chapel.
And
I was just wondering, what do you think of something like that, a change of careers?
All right, let me take a look here. Well, you are June 27, 1953. You're about a 5-degree Cancer sun sign, all right? Your moon is in Capricorn. So that lends to very good business, you know, acumen, all right? So you have it going on there. Right now, your Venus is in at 19 degrees Taurus. So, of course, you know, you've got the financial problems, but you've had them before in the past, so that shouldn't be a surprising thing. Mars is in Cancer, and you have Jupiter at 11 degrees Gemini. And so right now, through the end of this month, Saturn is squaring your Jupiter, okay? So it's not as if today or tomorrow that you would be in a position to do something about this new business idea, okay?
Okay.
I feel that it would be a great idea for you to do anything that you could work from your home at. So the wedding chapel, if it were in a home environment, of course it would be a great idea. You've got Saturn in the sign of Libra, and you have Neptune in the sign of Libra. So that does tell me that, yes, anything that would have to do with the wedding industry as a whole, right, would be excellent.
Uh-huh.
And your Pluto is in Leo at 21 degrees also. So this is, we've got Saturn and Neptune, and then we got Pluto sextiling. Sextiling is opportunity. So if you went into that kind of work, romance, wedding, what you say wedding chapels, okay, there would be a constant source of opportunities for you. All right? So for you, I think that would be
an excellent idea. I think it's just you have to tweak the idea up a little bit and, you know, and kind of put a little bit more planning into it. But remember, like I said, in the last quarter of this year, we have Saturn and Jupiter are in a beautiful aspect to each other. If you're going to get it off the ground, definitely aim for this last quarter of the year.
Okay.
All right. So I think that anything you do along those lines, I think you would be very successful at.
Okay. Is there any books that you can recommend that I can read so I can start learning how to read the natal charts?
Absolutely. You know, I always, you know, and that was a very good question because people think that they're just going to get their natal birth chart and then they're going to be an astrologer and they're going to read it. But you're taking the right approach. You're saying, no, I know that I have to read some books. There's so many books out there, but the ones that I always tell people to start with, and there are a series of about four books, and they're by Francis Sicoine and Lewis Acker. Okay, they're very easy to get. They're just paperback books. The first one is just Learning Astrology, and it walks you from it to beginning and end. It has a book on synastry and composite astrology, which is comparing two charts. And then it has another book. They have another book on transits. So a good rudimentary place to start would be the Lewis Sicoine and Acker books. And then, of course, the Llewellyn A to Z Dalianator. But remember, you have to memorize those symbols. There's no getting around it. You just save yourself a lot of time by memorizing the symbols, memorizing the houses and their meanings. And then before you even get into any books, you've got to memorize those symbols, Saturn, the sun, the signs. You understand?
Yes, and actually, like, I go onto your site and I do read, like, what house, is in charge of what, like,
yes,
the first house,
good.
The second house. And so I'm barely getting into it. I'm still quite a novice. I'm somewhat ignorant, to be honest with you.
You know what?
I'm learning and I'm interested in it.
You know what? It doesn't matter how ignorant you think that you are because it's a wonderful hobby that this is your roadmap to your life that was given to you when you were born and the stars were in a certain placement looking down at you. And so, of course, you should want and have a desire to learn about that. So you don't have to rely on anyone to tell you what your future is going to be. It's right there. So I encourage everyone to learn.
Yeah, I've learned a lot, going to your website, and I really enjoy your shows. And every time you're on the radio, I listen to you. So thank you very much for everything, Perry.
Thank you, Noelle. Have a wonderful week, okay?
Have a wonderful year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And welcome to my live call-in radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And we're talking astrology, and it sounds like tonight we're really getting into some good astrology talk here about the moon, the fourth house. And it all starts with this month in August that there are two new moons. Now, the witches call that second new moon the black moon, and they think it's very powerful. So if you know any witches, you know, you might not want to get them mad at you. Give us a call, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Our lines are open, and we have a few more minutes to take in another call. And so this evening, just to recap a little bit, we are talking about the moons, okay? And it's an amazing month to have all these moons. Now, we do have what's coming up in the future, Jupiter and Saturn. You have 4 months to get it together. If there's something that you want to do, if there's something that you are desperate to succeed at, the planets, the sky, the universe is giving you a window of opportunity to do it. It's going to make it easier than you could ever imagine. Put your thoughts aside and just do it, okay? Even the slightest little bit of effort is going to reap a reward. So how much more so when you put through a lot of under these aspects? You can only imagine when somebody puts through a lot of effort under that trine, the rewards are going to be even greater. Okay, so Saturn and Jupiter are going to be in a beautiful aspect for the remainder of this year. This is talking about success, getting your feet on the ground, making a plan, setting goals for yourself, and just going for it, okay? Because you may not have that ease of opportunity in 2009 to succeed as easily, okay? So I'm encouraging people, if you want a new job, if you need to get a new career going, and like Noelle, you wanted to start your own business, this is the time to kind of like lay the plans for it. And it definitely will succeed, because everything succeeds under Jupiter trine Saturn. If you want to get your reputation back, if you felt you had been disrespected or misjudged by anybody, of course, Saturn, the 10th house, and Capricorn, these rule respect, they rule power, they rule prestige, status, and also working very hard for what you want. So it's going to be a good time beginning with the new moon on August 30th that begins in 7 degrees Virgo, where of course, Saturn has been, so this is nothing new to us. We'll know the energy, we'll know the problem, we'll know the situation that needs to be accomplished. Now, as I was beginning to say about the moon and the fourth house, is that the moon and the fourth house aren't really giving anything, okay? Because remember that life in part is about sculpting you, all right? So it's taking bits away. So as this new moon in Virgo takes place, keep that in mind, that this could be an opportunity to remove a problem, to remove a bad situation, to remove a bad condition, to remove somebody that you don't necessarily want to deal with, okay, to remove a debt, to remove, unload a house, and just to remove something, all right, that might make your life easier, to remove obstacles, to remove, you know, whatever you can think of, okay? So remember, sometimes by removing that, we can actually see what's underneath, or the whole situation is sculpted into something more beautiful, okay? So given that energy, it's not necessarily putting in, it's sometimes taking away, okay? So there's a situation in your life that you're not quite happy with, so think about that. Anyway, this new moon could bring good news to our economy and the job market, all right? In the sign of the new moon in the sign of Virgo, which the sign of Virgo can sometimes says it rules the underdog, it rules the worker, the servant, the person toiling away at something. And so this new moon could, you know, all of a sudden the job situation in the United States could turn around and be better. So I would definitely suggest that if you are unemployed, this is a wonderful time to look for that new job, and perhaps it would just be coming to you. So I would say also that this is an excellent time for you to think positively, change your channel of thoughts, okay, because that trine actually is more suggestive, that says, you know what, no matter really how bad life gets, that trine is so protective and so good that it could, you know, could basically get you out of any situation that you were in. That is a powerful trine, and the ancient astrologers used to really kind of like look at the aspect of Saturn to Jupiter a lot. You find it a lot in ancient astrology. They're called great cycles, okay? So this is a beautiful earth trine that will solidify and fortify you and make you successful. So I would say the focus now has to be hard work, getting ahead for the next 4 months, and I feel like everybody can achieve that goal, all right? So I think we're about done with our show, And you have been listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And, of course, if you would like a private consultation with me, you don't feel comfortable calling on the radio, that's fine. You can always call me during the week or anytime at 888-334-7785. Please visit our new online online shopping cart. I think you'll love it. We love it. We think it's great. Remember, it's your only name. Your only place to get names, dates, times, and places is with me. Go to my website at www.terrynazon.com, and you, too, can get a private consultation with me, 888-334-7785. And until we meet again, until we speak again, I wish you much happiness and love, and worth signing off.